¿Sí me entiendes, Shaq? Good afternoon, everyone. With the permission of Chairman Mr. Achal Bakri, I start the proceedings of this annual general meeting. Dear members, it is 1:30 p.m. and time to start the 38th annual general meeting of the company. With the permission of Chairman, let me introduce our directors. Mr. Achal Bakri, Chairman and Managing Director. Mr. Rupesh Rao, Managing Director, Corporate Affairs. Mr. Amit Kumar, Executive Director and Group CEO. Ms. Jonaki Bakri, Non-Executive, Non-Independent Director. Mr. Nishad Parekh, Independent Director. Mr. Chairman of Audit Committee, Stakeholders Relationship Committee and CSR Committee. Mr. Ashish Deshpande, Independent Director. Ms. Reena Bhagwati, Independent Director and Chairperson of Nomination and Remuneration Committee. Mr. Santosh Nima, Independent Director. Ms. Malvika Harita, Independent Director. Mr. Girish Thakkar, Chief Financial Officer of the company. Mr. Karthik Ravan, Partner of Development and Statutory Auditor of the company. Mr. Harsh Kejriwal, Partner, Mr. Mukesh M. Shah and Company, Internal Auditor. Mr. Ashish Doshi, Partner of Sponge and Associate Secretary Auditor. And Mr. Spencer, Partner of BSR and Company, LLP, Statutory Auditor, to be appointed in today's annual general meeting. Now, I hand over the proceedings of the meeting to the Chairman. Over to Achal.
On behalf of the Board of Directors, I extend a warm welcome to all attendees of the 38th Annual General Meeting, which is being held by video conferencing and other audiovisual means. With the necessary quorum present, I hereby declare the meeting in order. All statutory registers and other documents mentioned in the notice of the AGM are available for inspection. I now invite the Company Secretary to brief the members on the proceedings of the committee of the meeting, including the question and answer session and the process for e-voting.
Thank you, sir. First, let me announce a few points regarding the conduct of the virtual annual general meeting. The committee is being held by a video conferencing in line with the circulars and guidelines issued by the virtual video conferencing will be considered present for quorum purposes. All members are initially placed on mute by the moderator to ensure smooth proceedings. During the question and answer session, members who have registered as speaker shareholders will be unmuted by the moderator when it is their turn to speak. Members who have not registered as speaker shareholders can submit questions via a dedicated video on the NSDL e-voting website or send their queries directly to the company secretary for a response. If any member encounters technical issues during the meeting, they should contact the NSDL helpline number provided in the AGM notice. Voting process. In accordance with the Companies Act 2013 and SEBI listing regulations, remote e-voting has been made available for all AGM registrants. Remote e-voting was open for 4 days from July 28, 9 a.m. to July 31, 5 p.m. For shareholders holding shares as on the cutoff date, members who didn't cast their vote during this period can vote during the AGM. The e-voting facility will be available for 15 minutes after the conclusion of the AGM proceedings. CS Jitendra Riya, practicing company secretary, has been appointed as the scrutinizer to oversee the voting process. Now I request Mr. Achal Bakri to address the shareholders and share his
views. Good afternoon, esteemed shareholders, board members, and colleagues. It is a privilege to address you at Simpri Limited's 38th Annual General Meeting. I want to begin by expressing my sincere appreciation for your ongoing trust and support, which has empowered Symphony through a truly transformative year. Reflecting on the financial year 2024-25, I am pleased to report a period marked by robust resurgence and remarkable growth. The Indian air cooler sector, having faced significant headwinds from climatic volatility and external disruptions in recent years, has decisively reaffirmed its long-term potential. Throughout these testing times, Symphony's conviction in the enduring relevance of our core business never wavered. Today, I am proud to confirm that our optimism has been validated. The air cooler market in India recorded a steep double-digit surge in uptake, and Symphony delivered standout performance, cementing its leadership. Our Managing Director, Corporate Affairs, Mr. Nupesh Shah, will soon take us through the specifics of our financial performance. This exceptional result underscores not only the resilience of the air cooler category, but also Symphony's ability to drive value through continuous innovation, differentiated product offerings, an expanding distribution footprint, and a strong commitment to after-sales service excellence. Our response to adversity was thoughtful and forward-looking. Rather than taking a passive wait-and-watch approach, we chose to stay invested in the future, enhancing our R&D facilities, refining our product portfolio, and introducing innovations aimed at unlocking latent demand. While there were understandable concerns about the category's trajectory, we remained focused on what we could control, accelerating innovation and sharpening our value proposition. These efforts not only strengthened Symphony's competitive position, but also contributed to expanding the market and laying the groundwork for sustainable growth. The evolution of our product portfolio reflects this commitment. No longer is the air cooler confined to being a seasonal necessity. We have repositioned it as an essential lifestyle solution. While the financial year 2024-25 brought powerful momentum, we also encountered climate-related challenges in the summer of 2025 in India, which was marked by a shorter season and unusual rainfall, tempering demand across the cooling sector. This volatility underscores the importance of our robust de-risking strategy. To address these dynamics, Symphony has strategically diversified its offerings. Our portfolio now includes tower fans, kitchen cooling fans, and personal cooling solutions, products that offer year-round comfort. The large space venti cooling for commercial and industrial clients further strengthens our position across seasons. Additionally, our strategic re-entry into the water heater segment, a counter-seasonal category, positions us to drive greater year-round relevance and long-time business resilience. Looking forward, our strategy is clear. Prioritize high-growth, high-margin markets. We are actively considering the divestment of our stakes in Climate Technologies Australia and IMCO Mexico, enabling us to sharpen our focus on India and to serve high potential international markets through an agile, export-led model from India. Sustainability has always been central to Symphony's ethos. Long before it became a corporate imperative, we embedded environmental stewardship and energy efficiency into our business model. Our products consume significantly less electricity than conventional air conditioners, reducing both energy consumption and carbon footprint. The guiding principle of perfect balance encapsulates our dedication to responsible growth with a focus on ESG priorities, capital efficiency, and the delivery of eco-friendly cooling solutions. I'm proud to share that Symphony is recognized as a Scope 1 carbon negative company. Our prudent capital allocation demonstrates our commitment to shareholders. We have consistently distributed at least 60% of our consolidated profit after tax via dividends and buybacks, and our record often surpasses this benchmark. Before closing, I would like to extend special recognition and gratitude to Mr. Naishad Parikh over here as he completes his second term as an independent director on the 12th of August 2025, His wisdom and guidance have proven invaluable. His stewardship has been instrumental to Symphony's progress, and we are deeply grateful. Thank you very much, Nishant Bhai. To the shareholders, thank you again for your continued trust and support. Symphony stands exceptionally well positioned to capitalize on a new period of opportunity, creating sustainable long-term value for our stakeholders. Now, over to you, Mayur.
Thank you, Mr. for your support. I request Mr. Rupesha, Managing Director, Corporate Affairs, to make a corporate presentation.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to this AGM. So I will take you through the financial performance and key takeaways. Yeah, so as you can see, for financial year 25, the top line registered a robust growth of 49% up to 1182 crore, and EBITDA grew by 78% to 287 crore. However, on account of certain exceptional items, PAT grew by just 15%, that is 176 crore, and EBITDA margin registered at 24.2%. So year 24-25 witnessed highest ever revenue, highest ever EBITDA. During the year, there have been exceptional items below EBITDA, all in all amounting to 91.10 crore. One in the form of write-off on our large e-commerce distributor of 50 crore, out of which so far in the current accounting year we have recovered 5 crore. Impairment of equity investment, which is a non-cash transaction, no outflow, but impairment worth of 50 crore. And at the same time, in earlier year, there was an impairment on GSK China in the form of equity as well as loan amounting to 9.3 crore. But as GSK China has witnessed robust turnaround, has also substantially repaid the loan, there has been a write back. So net to net 91 crore of exceptional item. There has been very positive response to newly launched popular products. There is growing momentum in the adjacent product category. More importantly, they sell round the year, which includes tower fan, kitchen cooling fan, as well as large space ventilated air cooling. Also during the year, we witnessed very strong traction across sales channels, and company has re-entered into storage water heater having part breaking features, and that is a counter seasonal product category. So in terms of some of the capital efficacy related points, the capital employed on an average during the year was negative 32 crore despite a robust increase in top line and EBITDA versus 44 crore previous year. So this validates our philosophy of asset light, capital light business model. And this translates into return on capital employed percentage on core business Infinite, which was 362% year before, while return on net worth, and most of the net worth, as you may be aware, is in treasury, RONW stands at 23%. And after robust payout year after year, which for last 10 years exceeds 80% of the profit after tax, the treasury stands at 458 crore as on March 25. Next is consolidated financials, which includes Symphony India and our subsidiaries. So consolidated revenue grew by 36% at 1576 crore. Consolidated EBITDA stood at 316 crore, up by 83%, and consolidated PAT increased by 44%, 213 crore. About consolidated EBITDA margin, the year witnessed one of the highest consolidated EBITDA margin percentage, exceeding 20%. Again, at a console level, by far this was the best ever financial performance. And during the year, including interim dividend, final dividend, as well as share buyback in June 24, total shareholder payout has been 178 crore, that is 84% of the annual PAT. And it also includes 8 rupees final dividend, which will be approved in today's AGM. On a consolidated basis, as our subsidiaries do need the capital, but still, all in all, total capital employed, despite robust increase in top line and profitability, reduced from 302 crore to 248 crore, translating into return on capital employed 101%, auspicious figure, while ROW percentage stands at 28%. Just before AGM, we had our board meeting and board took note of and approved our quarterly financials, that is June 25. And as just our chairman Achal Bhai mentioned, June 25 summer was a muted summer, and June 24 had witnessed exceptional growth. So on a very high base, June 25 has registered 39% decline in sale at 229 crore. However, it is also important to know that this has surpassed earlier best ever summer season sales. Before June 25, June 22, which was a very strong solid summer, June 25 has surpassed the sales by more than 10%. And PAT stands at 37 crore, that is decreased by 46% YOY. And today's board has also recommended first interim dividend of rupees 1 per share, all in all, payout of rupees 7 crore. As informed earlier, we have put our two international subsidiaries on block, and hence there are two set of consolidated accounts. One is consolidated financials for the continued operations, which includes Symphony India, GSK China and Brazil. So these three companies put together, revenue is 251 crore and PAT is 39 crore. GSK China has registered very strong growth momentum, and it is on a fast trajectory to become a completely debt-free company, mainly supported by its internal accruals, robust performance, and also monetizing 9 intellectual property rights and technology know-how sale to Inco Mexico, which has been done at 44 crore. First tranche of the transaction has been already executed. And as GSK China doesn't need that fund, the entire proceeds are being used to repay to Symphony India. Coming to next part of console financials, that is for proposed discontinued operations, which includes Inco Mexico and Symphony Australia. The Sales stand at 99 crore, while PAT stands at 3 crore. IMCO Mexico also registered subdued performance, and hence there was a major decline in the sales. However, we are very optimistic about its performance, future and potential, considering the complete range of offering, its sales and marketing network, and the kind of the growth it has witnessed in the past. Symphony EU, it is on the verge of turnaround. It has been very recently completely converted into asset-light model. Our factory, which was on sublease, even that lease has been surrendered, and this has been a second straight quarter of YoY growth. And transformation delivered the momentum on account of product transformation, new age products, sales acceleration, as well as cost optimization. Yeah, so about GSK, shared earlier, they have monetized their some of the intangible assets and technology know-how. And GSK has repaid during the quarter, including out of internal accruals and sale proceeds of IPR, about 28 crore. And its current outstanding stands at 26 crore versus peak outstanding of 59 crore. And this outstanding is loan given by Symphony India to GSK China. And we expect that this remaining 26 crore will also be completely repaid by current accounting year. About the way forward. So, as you know, in air cooler, almost 65-70% of the market is dominated by unorganized sector. And now we have a product, range of the product, and the range is also being expanded to take on the unorganized market, which is in the form of Air Force range, which we launch in April. There has been a decent response to it, and we will grow it in a big way. In addition to that, accelerating all season counter seasonal products growth, leveraging brand led innovation as well as distribution. And those products include tower and kitchen cooling fans selling round the year, large space ventilated air cooling, as well as water heaters. And during the financial year, it contributed all in all almost 19% of the sales. And if we include exports, then non-summer sales is about 25%, which was less than 10% few years before. We are also cementing our market leadership through various initiatives by penetrating into semi-urban as well as rural markets. And this is the shareholding pattern. Companies having more than 150 institutional investors represented by top-notch mutual funds, FIIs, insurance companies. And all in all, Symphony is having currently more than 130,000 shareholders. Thank you. I will also like to take this opportunity to thank our statutory auditors, Deloitte Haskins and Sales, for their distinguished services as a statutory auditor over the past decade. They have completed two terms, and hence, new auditors, that is KPMG, will take over. We are thankful to Deloitte for their commitment to ensuring financial accuracy, regulatory compliances, their guidance and recommendation in effective implementation of very robust, transparent policies, controls and systems. We also acknowledge the significant contribution of their partners, especially Mr. Kartike Bhai Rawal, their erstwhile partner Mr. Gaurav Bhai Shah, along with the dedicated and talented team members, including Riddhi Mehta. Thank you once again for your exceptional services.
Thank you, Lokesh Bhai.
Yeah, and one more thing. As some of the esteemed shareholders had suggested, we are also giving and announcing the scheme of kitchen fan special discount by way of the coupon, and there will be a decent discount, and it will be available to all the shareholders. The details will be separately circulated and shared by our company secretary. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Lokesh Bhai. The annual report for the financial year 2024-25 has already been circulated to you. I request the members to allow me to take the notice convening this meeting as read. As per the provisions of the Companies Act 2013 and Secretarial Standard 2, the auditor's reports and secretarial audit report are to be read only when there are qualifications or adverse observations or comments in the report. Since the reports are unqualified, it may be taken as read. I now invite those shareholders who have registered themselves as speakers to ask questions or express their views through video conferencing facility. I request the shareholders not to repeat any questions for which a reply has already been given to a previous query. Now I request Mayur to unmute the speaker shareholders one by one. Mayur.
So our first shareholder speaker name is Ravindra Pahal Rayat. He is from Delhi, holding 400 shares. Yes, Ravindra.
Ravindra, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon to all the board members and my fellow shareholders. I am one of the oldest shareholder, in fact, the initial public offering shareholder of this company. And I have continued to be the shareholder because I always liked the company after seeing the annual reports, which I read throughout. And since I would like to extend my sincere appreciation to Symphony and its exemplary approach to investor relations, which continues to set high benchmark. And it's heartening to see its transparency, engagement, and responsiveness. In particular, I would like to mention one particular thing. I worked as a senior executive in a bank. I was in a transferable job, and my shares were not dematerialized for quite a long time. Finally, when I retired, I thought of dematerializing it. And along with Symphony, I had sent to six other companies. From five of the companies, it came back. And I need to mention here the special efforts made by the company secretary of Symphony. Can I take the name?
Yes. Of course, he's having a name.
So he made a special effort to call me back. Instead of sending my shares back to me through my to the bank, he personally called me and clarified all his doubts regarding. I have not seen. In fact, rest all five came back with different reasons. So I always made it a point that the company I'd stayed continuously with had a such nice staff with them. You see, there are 100 ways to avoid a work, but there is only one way to do a work, which Mayur showed to me. And I am so happy and I'm so glad that he took all the pain to make sure that it's not that he skipped the processes. He took all the precautions. But I need to mention here that he did very well. And my special thanks to him and to the company to have such employees. That makes the company great.
Thank you.
Second speaker is Mr. Yusuf Rangwala. He is from Mumbai. Mr. Yusuf Rangwala.
He is not present in the meeting, sir.
Okay. So next speaker is Mr. Munalal Gupta. He is from Ahmedabad, holding 1500 shares.
પણ એવું બોલતા નથી ને સાહેબ
આજે તો
યસ
આઈ
એમ સ્પીકિંગ
નથી નથી નથી
મિસ્ટર મુન્નાલાલ પ્લીઝ સ્પીક યુ આર અનમ્યુટેડ
યસ ઓકે ઓકે હા આઈ એમ વન ઓફ યોર ઓલ્ડેસ્ટ શેર હોલ્ડર હિયર ફ્રોમ ધ કંપની એન્ડ આઈ વોન્ટેડ ટુ ટેલ યુ ટુ થિંગ્સ Number one is I appreciate the company's gesture and the people, those who are in the share department, who has helped me. They have gone out of the way and they have helped me to dematerialize my all shares in my favor. And particularly from your accounts department and Mr. Jaimin Chudasama, he has taken special put his efforts to make my shares in my name. It was in my name, but. He has helped me to dematerialize, so my all problems were sorted out from the company itself. Number two, I want to once again appreciate the company that being as one of the shareholder, at least I need that company should always, at least each and every year, they should offer some of the discount to their shareholders because they are their customers, they will be their customers and they will indirectly appreciate the company and advertise the company for means for the goodness of the company. So at least being a shareholder, I should be honored I should get some discount from for the company's product if we are going to purchase. So company should always offer that. And thirdly, I really appreciate I have already attended your full meeting. I have seen this all and thank you very much. Thank you very much for the opportunity given to me to speak in this public meeting. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Munalalji.
Yeah, so in response to the product offering, as we just announced on our plan, for all the shareholders, there is a recent discount offered in the month of August, and it is more than 1,000 rupees discount. That is almost 18% of market price. So please use the offer.
Hello.
Was I audible to them? I was.
Okay. Is there an issue? Yeah. Hello. Hello. Okay, so next speaker is Mr. Praful Chavda. He is from Hyderabad.
Hello.
Praful bhai, please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, so next speaker is Kalyani Senoy. Yes, Kalyani.
Next.
Sir, please next. She has facing some technical issue. So please move. Sorry, sir. Okay.
Nay, I cannot my this thing. Hello? Hello?
Yes, ma'am, please. Yes, ma'am, please go ahead.
Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes.
Hello?
You are audible.
Yes. Respected Chairman, other members of the board, my dear fellow shareholders, I am Mrs. C. Mascarena speaking from Mumbai. First of all, I thank the company secretary and his team for sending me the annual report and also registering me as a speaker and giving me this platform to speak, which was easy to operate. I feel our secretarial team is a very good, I'm not taking out anybody's name, but they are so good. I was busy with the meetings, so I afterwards I just disconnected so many meetings, and they gave shootouts that you have to attend the meeting. I am so happy. Very good shareholder, which is giving link with the shareholders and the management. Thank you so much, shareholder team. Working is very good. Good dividend, good market cap. We have products are coming one after another. Very good. Now I congratulate for all the awards and the accolades received. Good CSR work. I would like to know whether our ESG, what is the score of our ESG? Now, as very good presentation made, which I, of course, starting I didn't hear, but when the presentation I heard, so many of my queries were cleared. So I limit myself to very few now questions. I would like to know what challenges we will be face or will be facing with the Trump tariff with penalty, which will be given within a week's time, and the political unrest, how we are going to de-risk these challenges if we are facing. What is our total export to the US? How much percentage of our total exports to US? How many new products are launched and will be launching? How much CapEx will be required for the next 3 years for organic as well as inorganic growth by acquisition? Lastly, but not the least, future roadmap for the next 3 years, 5 years, which vertical will be the growth engine driver with good margins? With this, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to speak. Thank you once again. Namaskar.
So at this point of time, our exports to USA are minuscule, and internationally, including in USA, our competition is with China. So as long as we do have an alpha in terms of the tariff vis-a-vis China, we are beneficial. And again, this is not permanent. Let's see how it emerges. We are hopeful on US markets. Your second question was about the roadmap for the future. So as we conveyed in the presentation as well as in Chairman's speech, we keep on innovating the products, we keep on launching the new models, and to de-risk the business. Now almost 25% of the top line is coming from non-summer household air coolers, which is from tabletop air coolers, large space ventilated cooling, as well as exports from India. And we believe that down the line, export-led growth model in these non-seasonal products, and on top of it, now we have found a product as well as the category directly to take on unorganized sector, which has a huge potential. And so far we were serving only 30% of the market. this will allow us to serve 100% of the market. So we are quite optimistic about the medium to long term growth.
So next speaker is Ms. Kalyani. Next is Ms. Kalyani. Ma'am, please ask your question, Kalyani. Hello, Kalyani ma'am. I think she are facing some issue, so please move next.
Hello, I am audible, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello. Yes, yes. Okay. Respected Chairman Achil Bagheri ji and other board of directors, secretary sitting of DICE, myself Himanshu Trivedi from Vadodara. First of all, I am thankful to our company secretary Mayur ji sending me a soft, even the hard copy of the AGM report well in advance, which is the pool of information and the fact figure are in place, which is easy to follow and easy to understand. So I am thankful to you and your entire secretary team. Report is nicely prepared with the beautiful photographs of the all products and photograph with the photographic print of the detailing of including all sectors, sir. I don't have much question because I have full faith on board and their working. Sir, I support all resolution agenda item. I have sent my question and query through the email well in advance with the save the time of AGM and give the opportunity to speak my rest of the speakers. Sir, still I have two questions. What is the market share we have in domestic and international market? My second question, what will be the effort of small unorganized sector? My third question, what would be the profit sharing ratio in coming financial year? My fourth question, what new product will be coming next financial year? And how many rupees spent in advertisement and media sector, sir? Thank you to allow me to speak. I wish good luck and bright future for finance year.
So, in response to some of the shareholders' query, as I shared, we have launched in last 2 years tabletop range of air cooler, including kitchen fan. In large space ventilated air cooling, we have added the models in our existing product category. We have also added many more models. Last year we also diversified and have re-entered into water heater having path breaking features, and now also Air Force range of product to really target new segment of the customers. As far as the profit sharing ratio is concerned, I believe you meant to ask what will be the payout. We have a return policy and already conveyed in the annual report. At least 60% of the profit after tax is being distributed to the shareholders. However, actual distribution has been more than 80%, and last year itself it was more than 84% in the form of dividend as well as share buyback.
We are now moving resolutions as stated in the notice of the AGM one by one. First resolution, to consider and adopt the audited standalone financial statements with its annexures. The objective is the statutory requirement under section 129 and other applicable provisions of the Companies Act 2013. Accounts on approval will be filed with the ROC. to consider and adopt the audited consolidated financial statements with its annexures. The objective of this is the to be compliant with the statutory requirement under section 129 and other applicable provisions of the Companies Act 2013. Accounts on approval will be filed with the ROC. Third resolution is to confirm payment of three interim dividends aggregating to rupees 5 per share paid or already paid, and to declare final dividend of rupees 8 per share for the financial year ended on March 31, 2025. This is to comply with the statutory requirement under the provisions of section 123 and other applicable provisions of the Companies Act 2013. The fourth resolution is to appoint a director in place of Mr. Rupesh Shah, who retires by rotation and being eligible offers himself for reappointment. This is in compliance with statutory requirement under the provisions of section 152 and other applicable provisions of the Companies Act 2013. We also have a fifth resolution of special business, which is to appoint PSRN Company LLP Chartered Accountants as the statutory auditors of the company. This is as per statutory requirement under the provisions of section 139, 141, and 142 and other applicable provisions of the Companies Act 2013. Sixth is to appoint Messrs. Sponge and Associates practicing company secretaries as the secretarial auditors of the company. This is as per statutory requirement under the SEBI listing regulations and applicable provisions of the Companies Act 2013. Finally, the seventh resolution is the enhancement of the existing limit under section 186 of the Companies Act 2013. This is as per the statutory requirement under the provisions of section 186 and other applicable provisions of the Companies Act 2013. Over to Mayur.
Thank you, Elder Sir. I now request the members to cast your vote electronically on all the agenda items as stated in the notice of 30th General Meeting. Please note that the voting facility on the platform of NHL will remain open for the next 15 minutes. The results of voting, that is remote e-voting and e-voting drum at the AGM, along with tokenizer report, shall be announced within 2 working days at the registered office of the company, and they'll be displayed on the website of the company and stock exchange. As there is no other business to be transacted, the meeting is concluded with a vote of thanks to the chair. I, on behalf of the directors present at the meeting, thank you all members of the company for remaining present at the meeting. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you all for joining. Now we are ending the meeting.